spiritual work. But as Stephen comes this morning, I want to tell you with all sincerity, with all honesty, I have just as much confidence in what God is doing in Brother Stephen, one of our own. I have just as much confidence in the gift of God that is upon my brother. God is going to do a great work. God has got an anointing on this man. And though he's common to us, he is mightily used of God. And I have great expectation for what God's going to do this morning. And I expect to hear a word from the Lord as he comes. I want you to extend your hand to him. I want you to pray the blessings of God upon him and his family. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Every hand, every heart lifted up to Jesus right now. We're not going to move from this moment till I feel a release. Everybody lift up your hands and your hearts to him. Every eye closed. There is an incredible undercurrent of Holy Ghost in this place right now. Come on, somebody worship him right now. Somebody give him glory right now from the depths of your soul. Come on, let something deep cry out from your spirit right now. Speak to my heart, oh God. Speak to my heart, oh God. Come on, let that deep thing inside of you respond to the deep of the Spirit of God in this place right now. The Holy Ghost wants to talk in this place. The Spirit of God wants to move. I believe there's some things that can happen in this place this morning that can start a ripple effect out of this house. I believe God has given me a mandate this morning that can start a chain reaction out of this place and into your family, into your home. Somebody talk in tongues right now. Lay masata la broko sonda boro yoko si alala. Lay, God, let there be a divine utterance, God. We have not come to you today with enticing words of man's wisdom, but with power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Keep doing what you're doing on the piano. Keep your atmosphere of hunger and anticipation. Right now, I'm going to read a scripture. God just downshifted on me a few minutes ago, and I really believe that God wants to speak to this generation. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And beginning in verse 1. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. I've come to tell this place this morning. I've come to tell this generation this morning. It's time to pray. It's time to pray. It's time to pray like we've never prayed before. It's time to break through. I'm not preaching a sermon to you this morning. I refuse to do it. I'm telling this place this morning, it's time to pray, not in theory. It's time to pray, not in principle. Not to take this down into your notepad and take it home and incorporate it into your systematic approach to life day in and day out. It's time to pray now. It's time to pray now. It's time to pray in this house this morning. Go ahead and kill the house lights. Keep the platform lights on. It's time to pray now. It's time to pray this morning. It's time for this generation to fall in love once again with prayer. It's time for this people once again to make their way into a place of prayer. It's time to touch heaven once again with prayer. Jesus made his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, and they were crying, "Hosanna! Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And he began to make his way into the temple, and when he walked in, of all the things that he could have identified that they were not doing, he never said, "This is a house of preaching." He never said, "This is a house of worship." He never said, "This is a place where Sunday school classes are being taught." He never said, "You've neglected the stuff." He never said, "You've neglected the maintenance of the house, cleaning the toilets and scrubbing the floor and making sure that the air was on." But when he identified his house, he said, "This is a house of prayer." He said, "This is a house of prayer." And let me tell you what's happening to this generation. It's not just here, it's across the board. But life has gotten so busy and stuff has gotten so consumed in our minds and maintaining our place. Has begun to be so important that it's easy to push the most important thing off to the side. It's easy to take what the house was intended to be and make it a 10-minute, "Now I lay me down to sleep." But God is calling this generation, God is calling the church to come in and kick over the stuff. Some somebody right now needs to look at your life, and you need to kick over some sacred tiles. The washing of cups, the washing of plates, all the minutia, all the stuff, and you need to make up your mind. This is going to be a house of prayer. Where are my generation's intercessors? Where are my generation's prayer warriors? For when Zion travailed, she brought forth. For when Zion travailed, she brought forth. Come on, somebody. There needs to be the cry of a church who's prepared to bring forth. There needs to be the spirit of intercession. Stop the music. Somebody right now, put the burden of revival on your back in prayer. Come on, I want you to envision yourself taking the responsibility of revival in this city right now and put it on your back and say, God, I'm going to take this thing. I'm going to take it to a place of power. I'm going to take it, God. I'm going to go on purpose, God. I'm going to intercede for my city. I'm going to intercede for my ministry. I'm going to intercede for my neighbor. Come on, if you got lost loved ones right now, I want you to take the responsibility of those loved ones on your back. And I want you with an attitude of dynamism and force. Say, God, I'm going to break through. I would rather die giving birth than live barren. On Sister Sutton lately has been having some infirmities in her body, and that precious lady has carried some people in this place for a long time. I wonder if there's some lady in the house who could take the burden of the pastor's wife on you right now, and you could begin to intercede for her. Come on. somebody, hey, the pastor lately has been having some things going on in his body, and he's been a faithful man of God. I wonder if there's a church who can right now, in this time of prayer, take those precious people on yourself. Somebody right now, lift them up to God. Somebody right now, make intercession. Somebody right now, cry out for your man and woman of God. It's so difficult sometimes. When Jesus was going to Gethsemane, he looked at his disciples and he said, watch and pray with me. Somebody watch and somebody pray. But prayer is difficult because at times it is the natural thing that you can see that stimulates you. It's the thing that you can see that stimulates you. And a lot of times it's easy to accentuate the problem more so than the solution, which is prayer. He said, watch and pray. And he came back and they were asleep. And he said, could you not watch with me for just 1 hour? I'm telling you, the bridegroom is coming again. You need to wake up and realize. You need to shake yourself and realize that he's coming. And when he comes, will he find faith? Will he find somebody, a church, a people, a family who's praying? Come on, everybody in the house right now, find somebody to pray with. If you're a father or a person in authority, I want you to link together with your family. I want you to lay hands on them and pray an anointed prayer. Come on, pray right now. Let it come from deep in your spirit. Let it come from somewhere way down deep in your soul. Pray a blessing. Pray an anointing. Pray a covering, a hedge of protection round about your family.
Come on, in this time of prayer, we have somebody in the back that just received the Holy Ghost. Go ahead and give God a shout of praise right now. Come on, American generation, are you satisfied yet? Come on, this is a place we always get to in prayer. We get to a place where we took care of A point, A point, B point, C. We got to the place where we covered the pastor's wife. We covered revival. We took care of that. We got that finished. But are you satisfied yet? Do you feel like you've broken through? Do you feel like at this point you've got all of it answered? Come on, do you want to push a little farther? Come on, do you want to push a little more? I wonder if somebody might just get out of your seat right now and begin to cry out to God. I wonder if somebody could just break open their vessel right now and let the Holy Ghost just have its way. I wonder if we could just forget about where we're going after church and forget about another tepid prayer meeting and have a move of God. Go ahead and intercede for your mama right now. Go ahead and break through for your mama right now. Come on. Come on. Her soul. Hey, God can move right now. God can heal right now. God can deliver. For when Zion travails. I need somebody to come and pray with Chase and Gabby right now. I need somebody to come and believe with them. I need somebody to come and travail with them. Is there a mother in Zion who can travail for somebody who needs God? Is there a mother in this place right now who can cry out, God, give us intercessors. God, give us prayer warriors. God, give us hope in this generation. Entering into warfare prayer right now. Come on, somebody's got the sword out right now. Somebody's got your armor out right now. And you're in battle. You're pulling chains. You're pushing buttons. You're pulling levers. You're turning valves. Somebody drink deep right now. Here's my cup, Lord. Fill it up. Fill it up. Fill it up. Fill it up. Fill it up.
Somebody push right now. Somebody push right now. Somebody push right now. Pray until something happens. Pray until something breaks. Pray until there's a loosing. I believe God's answered some prayers in this place today. I wonder if you could get up on your feet and let's just have a shouting time for just a moment. I wonder if you could push in warfare praise right now. Somebody, let God arise in this place. Come on, in unbridled affection and love and worship. Go ahead and praise Him right now. Somebody praise Him. Somebody praise Him. Somebody praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Oh, come on, where's my Tuesday night crowd? Where's my Tuesday night crowd? Where are my people who know how to praise God? Who know how to worship God? Who know how to push? Hey! Come on, I feel a loosing right now. I feel a loosing. Oh, somebody praise Him. Somebody praise Him. Oh, come on, let's have some old-fashioned church right now. praise him,
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 praise him.
All right, right now, if you're in this place and you need a miracle, if this atmosphere right now is ripe for a moving of the presence of God, if you need a miracle in this house, if you need a financial blessing, I want you to come and stand right here. If you need a physical healing in your body, I want you to come and stand right here. Now I need everybody else really quickly to push away. Back up, back up. Unless you need a miracle. Unless you need a miracle. Now, how many believe that God still hears and answers prayer? No, how many really believe? Come here. Brother Ronnie, come here. Brother Mike Landrum, come here. Brother Warren, come here. Brother Reggie, come here. If there be any sick among you, let them call for the elders. Anybody else really, really believe God can heal and you want to come and pray? Come on. You guys, get ready, line up. Go ahead and pass it around. Come on, this is old fashioned right here. This is the way they used to do it in the brush arbor. Sister Maria, come here. Come here. Sister Vita, come here. Sister Corey, come here. Come here. Come on, do you believe? Do you believe that when God's people come together and create an atmosphere where his presence is? Come, come, stand. Stand. Oil? Got the oil? Come on. Where's the oil? Come on, we need the atmosphere ready right now. Sister Gina. Sister Charlotte. Sister Gina, come here. Now listen. I don't want you to stop praying until you feel something break. You know what I'm talking about when you feel the release in the Holy Ghost? Hey. Hey. Sister Maria. Sister Maria. Sister Vita. I don't mean to interrupt you. Don't stop praying until you feel something break. Don't stop praying until you feel virtue flow out of you. Don't stop until you feel something break. We got all the time we need. Are y'all ready? If you have a need and you're down in the front right now, I want you to lift your hands to heaven right now. And I don't want you to stop until you're talking in tongues, until you feel something break in your body.
Praise him,
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 praise him.
My God is holy,
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 holy.
You ought to praise him,
praise him,
praise him,
praise him,
praise him,
praise him.
Praise him,
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 praise him, Praise Him. 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 Come on and praise Him.
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 When I think about Jesus.
When I think about Jesus. What's up for me? When I think about Jesus. How He sets me free.
Chant. Think about Jesus.
When I think about Jesus, what's up for me? When I think about Jesus, how He set me free. Dance all night.
Jesus.
Hold on.
audible miracles happening right now. But if you're in this place, right now, if you're in this place and you still haven't felt that release in your spirit and you have a need in your life, I want you to come and stand on this platform. Come on, if you haven't felt a release yet. Right here. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God's not quite finished yet, okay? We've got plenty of time for this. Anybody else? You still haven't felt a release? Come on, come on. This is no surprise to me. I don't know if it's because of the adversary and the territory that we're standing in, but the enemy, and I've talked to several people who have confirmed it, the enemy in this church has tried to cripple the mothers. We've lost, listen to me, we have lost some prayer warriors in this church. Now what I need right now is I need some people who believe. I need some of you ladies to come up. And we're going to keep praying until we feel something break. Sister Vita, come on. Tynese, come on. Come on, Sister Charlotte. Now listen. You guys come in close. Come in close. Come right here. You're good. You say you're having chemo right now? What type of cancer is it? I need some people right now in this house to bind the spirit of sickness. Brother Mike, can you come up and pray? Dawson, can you come up and pray? Come on, we're going to press through this thing. I just feel like there's going to be a breaking. I feel like there's going to be a loosing in this place. Come on, go ahead and pray for it. I need everybody praying right now that God would descend on this place and that there would be a notable miracle.
Think about Jesus.
When I think about Jesus, what's up for me?
Yeah.
When I think about Jesus, how he set me free. Jesus. When I think about Jesus, what he's done for me. When I think about Jesus, how he set me free.
Dance,
dance, dance, dance, dance, dance all night.
Oh, all night.
All night. All night.
think about. I get joy when I think about. I get joy when I think about. He gives me joy.
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 Joy. Joy. He gives me joy.
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 Joy. All right. He'll make it all right. He'll make it all right.
He'll make it all right.
He'll make it all right.
He'll make it all right.
The Bible says, I exhort that first of all men everywhere, that they would pray with intercession, with supplication, with thanksgiving. It's the very first and primary thing in my life that I begin to pray, that I learn how to pray, that I learn how to pray in intercessory prayer, that I learn how to pray supplicational prayer, that I learn how to give thanks for what God's done for me, that I learn how to seek God. But a few verses down, he said, I would that men everywhere lift up holy hands without wrath and without doubt. It's my understanding that word wrath means anger, means a temper, and that word doubting means a man's desire to control. Can I tell you, you're in this place and your desire is to control. You say, I won't lose control. I won't let it go. I won't. I gotta have control. I gotta be who I am. I'm not like that. I've got the desire to control. That's a man's desire. But can I tell you in this place today, if you'll break open, if you'll allow God to have control of your life, you can't control. My God, we're vulnerable. We need God. We've got to have God. I've got to fall on my face in prayer. I've got to release control. I've got to release control. God, I can't do it. I can't do it. But you can do it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you're in this place and I'm talking to you, you know that's in you, not to let go, You know that's in you. Your desire to control. Your desire to have your handle on everything and not let it go too far. Well, I pray in this place right now that you begin to lift up holy hands. I don't want control. I can't take care of my family. I can't take care of my own life. My life is in your hands, Jesus. I submit to you. I release control. I pray to you. I break my vessel. It's not in me. I have no strength within myself. I can't control it. I give it to you, Jesus. Come on, let's lift our hands and begin to praise the name of Jesus.
Jesus told a parable about five wise and five foolish virgins. And I'm going to close with this today. You guys all know the story, but the issue with those virgins was not that they were not virgins. They had the right garment. They had the right physical condition. They had maintained the house to the degree that they were supposed to be in covenant. There was just one thing that they were lacking. They were supposed to be watching, and they were supposed to be praying. And the Spirit of God is like oil. It's like breath. It's like water. One thing had everything else in order. No oil in the vessel. When the bridegroom came, they tried to borrow. But it was too late. It wasn't time then to pray. The time to pray was day in and day out, systematically, while waiting for the bridegroom to return. Let me tell you, I believe this with all of my heart, that the thing that this generation needs more than ever is not better preaching. It's not better style or form. It's not better maintaining the house. And we could improve on all those things. The thing that this generation needs, you hear me, young men, the thing that you need more than anything else is to find a place to pray. To fill these prayer rooms with the sound of rejoicing. Ladies, what we need more than ever is not how to fix our hair better, not how to keep the house, not just how to maintain our purity. And all those things are important. But we need the sound of an intercessor in this generation. When I come, will I find faith? When I come, will I find the sound of praying? Now, I don't know about you, but those odds, when you look at five wise and five foolish, I don't like those numbers. I would much rather nine wise and one foolish. I wonder how many people, when God comes back, that are four generations deep and an apostolic message but don't have a prayer life, are going to be on the outside knocking. And he's going to say, and he says it in that parable, I didn't know you. Had the house right, had the vessel right, had the garment right. Probably had long uncut hair. Just didn't have any oil in the vessel. God started talking to me last night, and I did not prepare this. I did not prepare it, but I started to feel a surge in the Holy Ghost to go in this direction. God has wonderful things in store for this church. But whatever He does, God has wonderful things in store for you and your family and your ministry. They're healing. I'm telling you, we're going to get some reports out of these prayer meetings. We're going to get some reports of healing. We're going to get, does anybody believe that? We're going to get some reports, and I believe there's some people who already feel a release. But what God does, you mark my words, what God does in this church and future generations will ride upon the back of the prayer lives that are established in these years. God bless you. I love you. I am so glad to be in the house of God and the church of God with you. Oh, we had two people get baptized? Two more. Okay, we have two more that are going to be baptized. Let's give God a hand clap of praise for that. Come on, the angels are rejoicing in the heavenlies. We've got people going down in the water. In Jesus' name. If you need to go, you can go. Remember, the pastor and Sister Sutton are on vacation. They're having a good time. Remember to keep them in your prayers, that God would strengthen and bless them. If you want to, if you can, stay around and rejoice with these who are going to go down in the water in Jesus' name. God bless you. We have service tonight at 6:30. 6 o'clock, everybody say prayer. Let's fill the house with the sound of prayer tonight. God bless you. No choir practice tonight. There's going to be a musician's practice at 4:30. So if you're involved in that, there you are. You are informed. Going on the camping trip Friday night, Brother Dan's meeting with you in the corner. Go ahead and have that meeting. Come on, come on, come on, come on.